Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Governor Sean Parnell is urging Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to speed up a federal decision on development of the Point Thompson oil and gas field. In a letter released yesterday, Parnell tells Salazar the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to delay a major decision on the project, and Parnell says the decision was supposed to be issued in September, but now has been pushed back to later in the year. The fishing vessel Evening Star, which sank a week ago near Sitka, has slipped from its original position and is now believed to be under more than 300 feet of water. The state reported the change in the vessel's position Friday afternoon. There was no new information available as of last night. Earlier last week, the 50-foot Evening Star was bowed down with the stern visible about 10 feet below the surface. It actually sank August 2nd while fishing in Slocum Arm in western Chichagof Island, about 40 miles northwest of Sitka. The State Department of Environmental Conservation reported that an oil response team arrived shortly after noon on Friday and found a large expanding sheen on the water. Friday's report said the sheen measured at 1.5 miles long, up from earlier reports of about a mile. When responders arrived, the stern of the Evening Star was no longer visible, and it was presumed that the boat had shifted and slipped into the water. The vessel is believed to have about 1,000 gallons of diesel on board, in addition to 25 gallons of lube oil and a hydraulic tank with about 160 gallons capacity. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck near the Aleutian Islands community of Nikolsky just after 10:30 Friday morning. Or did it? Alaska Earthquake Information Center seismologist Natasha Rupert explains the confusion.
Nikolsky is located about 75 miles from the epicenter, and I would expect that at this distance a 6.2 would be felt by most people. And when we called and asked people, nobody actually felt it.
Rupert thinks the quake, while powerful, moved very slow, too slow for humans to feel it. A few aftershocks were recorded throughout the day on Friday. The earthquake did not generate a tsunami warning. A Juneau woman is the new curator of exhibitions at the Alaska State Museum. Jackie Manning will replace Paul Gardner, who retired earlier this year. Manning worked with him as the exhibition specialist for 2 years, and she started her new job August 1st. A 26.8-pound king is the apparent leader in the Golden North Salmon Derby. According to unofficial results, Bryson Mitchell turned in the fish at the Imelga weigh station yesterday morning. Mitchell is eligible for $11,600 in cash in prizes. The three-day derby wrapped up yesterday evening with proceeds going to the Territorial Sportsman's Scholarship Fund. Prizes will be handed out Thursday at Centennial Hall. And 10-year-old Aaron Bluest of Juneau is an inspired chef. His salmon dish is getting him and his family a trip to Washington, D.C. Bluest is one of the winners of the National Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. The contest was organized by Epicurious.com, the United States Department of Education, the United States Department of Agriculture, and Michelle Obama's Let's Move Health Initiative. Parents of children between the ages of 8 and 12 were encouraged to send in their kids' original recipes for a nutritious, delicious lunch. A winner was selected from each state, as well as from the District of Columbia and several U.S. territories. Bluest will represent Alaska at the Kids' State Dinner, which the First Lady will host at the White House early next week.